Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An independent special panel of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved for emergency use a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The majority of panelists voted yes for the vaccine's emergency use based on the totality of scientific evidence available. Do the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine outweigh its risk for individuals 16 years of age and older? The FDA will likely give its final consent as early as later today or possibly Saturday. The U.S. government will immediately ship just over 6 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with frontline healthcare workers receiving top priority for the inoculations. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine jumped to the front of the line in the global effort to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus. Britain became the first Western nation to begin mass inoculations of the drug on Tuesday, just days after the government's medical regulatory agency approved the drug. Nigeria's health minister warning the country may be on the verge of a second wave of COVID infections. As another official said, the country expects to roll out a vaccine by April of next year. The health minister later said in a briefing Thursday, Nigeria hoped to start with at least 20 million doses from the COVAX facility, initially covering healthcare workers and vulnerable people who would be most at risk if affected, such as the elderly. On Thursday, the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention urged rich countries that ordered more COVID-19 vaccines than they need to consider distributing excess doses to Africa. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. congressional leaders are still at a stalemate on extending programs that are helping millions of Americans weather the economic impact of closures due to the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a California Democrat, told reporters the negotiations that have dragged on for several months are now making great progress. Lawmakers will buy themselves another week of time to negotiate a deal on coronavirus aid by passing a one-week extension of government funding that was set to expire on December the 11th. With time running out ahead of the holidays and the start of a new Congress in early January, legislators are expected to combine the deal reached on aid with a longer-term extension of government funding. Hong Kong pro-activist, democracy activist, that is, and media tycoon Jimmy Lau has been charged under the city's national security law amid a widening crackdown on dissent, according to local media reports. Lau, who founded the Apple Daily Tabloid, charged on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces and endangering national security, according to broadcaster reports there on Friday. He is the most high-profile person to be charged under the law since it was implemented in June. The U.S. military dispatched two B-52 bombers from the United States to the Middle East on Thursday as part of an ongoing effort to deter Iran from potential attacks amid increased risk in the region, according to a senior U.S. military official. The mission to the region was designed to both deter aggression and reassure allies, according to a statement from the U.S. Central Command, which oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East. Last month, the Pentagon announced it would withdraw 500 American troops from Iraq before next year's presidential inauguration on January 20th. Tensions have remained high between the U.S. and Iran over the past year. China's foreign ministry announced that U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting Hong Kong and nearby Macau will temporarily no longer receive visa entry privileges. These restrictions are what China's foreign ministry spokesperson described as reciprocal sanctions. The reference is most likely to U.S. sanctions that bar certain Chinese and Hong Kong officials from traveling here to the U.S. The U.S. ban targeted those who had a role in imposing a crackdown on free speech and opposition political activity in Hong Kong. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.